After the bitterness of last month's summit, the European leaders seem to bear no grudges. Following the handshake that wasn't, David Cameron and Nicolas Sarkozy even managed contact for the cameras. Inside, there was agreement on boosting growth and measures to reduce unemployment and red tape for small businesses. But differences did emerge, once again over plans to police debt inside the Eurozone. The Czech Republic joining the United Kingdom in refusing to sign the so-called fiscal compact. But some detected a softening in the British stance after wielding its veto last December. Not so, said the Prime Minister. The UK would continue to ensure its interests weren't affected by the agreement.
There isn't a Brussels EU treaty because I vetoed it. It doesn't exist. They've had to make a treaty outside the EU. Now, obviously, they'd prefer to have it inside the EU, which is why they're already talking about trying to bring it back inside the EU. So to argue that the veto doesn't matter seems to me to be bizarre. We're not in this treaty. We're not part of it. We're not bound by it. We don't have to ratify it. We don't take it to the British Parliament. That is what the veto secures you.
But flashpoints clearly remain. Although Britain won't bar EU institutions like the European Court of Justice from enforcing the compact, it still has legal concerns. France doesn't.
Stage by stage, we are giving legal form to the agreement we reached. And in that agreement, the European Court of Justice could not cancel a budget. It could simply check that the golden rule has been abided by, as adopted by individual states.
And Angela Merkel believes the UK will eventually come to support the compact.
We've used the opportunities that we still have for this compact with the firm intention that at the very latest, after 5 years, this will be translated into a formal EU treaty, and I'm confident that we'll be able to do that.
Greece, the real fault line in this crisis, barely got a mention. But plans to alter the Eurozone architecture are moving slowly forward, and this time without the rancor. Robert Nisbet, Sky News, Brussels.